Joe Garcia, I thought, also made an important point, and that is that the opponents of some of these common sense laws have ginned up fears among responsible gun owners that have nothing to do with what's being proposed, nothing to do with the facts, but feeds into this suspicion about government. You hear some of these quotes. I need a gun to protect myself from the government. We can't do background checks because the government's going to come take my guns away. Well, the government's us. These officials are elected by you. They are elected by you. I am elected by you. I am constrained as they are constrained by a system that our founders put in place. This is a government of and by and for the people. And so surely we can have a debate that's not based on the notion somehow that your elected representatives are trying to do something to you other than potentially prevent another group of families from grieving the way the families of Aurora or Newtown or Columbine have grieved. We've got to get past some of the rhetoric that gets perpetuated that breaks down trust and is so over the top that it just shuts down all discussion. And it's important for all of us when we hear that kind of talk to say, hold on a second. You know, if there are any folks who are out there right now who are gun owners and you've been hearing that somehow if somebody's taken away your guns, get the facts. We're not proposing a gun registration system. We're proposing background checks for criminals. Don't just listen to what some advocates or folks who have an interest in this thing are saying. Look at the actual legislation. That's what happened here in Colorado. And hopefully, if we know the facts and we're listening to each other, then we can actually move forward.